got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I just can't quit taking this methamphetamine. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Rick, Old Spice sucks. Most covering scents suck, for that matter. Women prefer a guy who bathes and smells clean. Generally, the more crap you douse yourself in, the more it seems like you're trying to cover up the fact that you forgot to wash yourself.
It's just a light covering. It's not like you're going to bathe in it.
Old Spice sucks.
Yeah, right.
No one wants to smell another person 20 feet away. No one wants to have to dive for the doors because you leave a stench trail like the Orkin Man.
Oh, my God. She probably likes Drakkar.
Now, that's funny. Yeah. That's some funny stuff as well. That is Drakkar.
Yeah.
Hello, 1989.
I know.
All right.
I was forced to wear Drakkar once.
When they held you down?
No, I had a woman. I had a girlfriend who loved Drakkar, and I had to wear it. And I just felt really, I don't know.
I don't even, no one here wears Drakkar, right? Okay, I didn't know.
No, yeah, Drakkar's not anymore.
Really?
I have it left over from the 80s.
Well, I was okay.
I've still got a bottle that's got some in it too.
Well, I mean, but we all do. Everybody's got a bottle left over. You don't go out and buy it though, right?
No.
Who wears cool water? That stuff smells like cucumbers. Those cucumbers you make at holidays, right?
Now I got this whole thing. It's so hard to find a cologne that's not overly like sweet smelling. You know what I mean? Because they're all like, and when I say fruity, I mean quite literally that. They smell all citrusy and light. It's so hard to find one that doesn't smell like a perfume. And every time I find one, they quit making it, so it's like, you know what I wore in high school, though? Mm. You know what I was all about? Stetson. That's what I was all about in high school, baby, the Stetson. Stetson is rank. Go back and smell yourselves with Stetson sometimes. That stuff is rank like week-old meat.
I don't know if they had it here, but I used to wear Elsha. You ever heard of Elsha?
Sounds like some sort of a geisha dance.
No, it was a brown cologne that smelled like a mixture of cinnamon and brown sugar.
Oh, see, that chicks probably go for that.
And it was a lot of women like that smell.
Women go for really bizarre smells, like stuff. What is that? Playboy had some article that said that cinnamon and cookie dough were two flavors that women were aroused by. And when they tested them in a laboratory, and they said, "Are you aroused by this smell?" And it was like cinnamon and cookie dough and pencil erasers, or just something weird. It was like really bizarre stuff.
Yeah, Elsha's very rare.
Do you wear cologne at all now?
A little bit, but not very often, just because it's just dumb. It's the mechanics of it are all very complex. First of all, like I have this cologne I wear called XS. It's called XS, just XS. But it doesn't have the little atomizer, the little sprayer on top. It just has the little, you kind of pour it and splash it into your hands. But I'm no good at that. I either put so little on you can't tell, or I get way too much on. When I'm splashing cologne on, I always get way too much, and then your hands reek. And then it's like you're walking around on the bus, you feel like you're gassing everybody, like you're DDT or something. So what I did is I transferred it to an actual, I went out and bought like a generic kind of spray bottle, and I put it in the spray bottle, which I then subsequently lost somewhere. So really, I attempt to wear cologne, and then it just doesn't come together for me. But I wear this stuff called XS, which is good. But again, I don't know if they stopped making it, but it's just become really hard to find. I used to wear another scent. This sounds like really obsessive, but I used to wear this stuff called Curve that I think Lara had picked out. I think she had picked it out for me as something I should wear. Anyway, so I used to wear this stuff called Curve, and so I'm walking through the building I don't know if I'm the only guy who does this, but it's like you'll walk by and some guy will have a cool cologne. You're like, that's a great cologne. I should wear that. And then you've got to find a non-gay sounding way to go, what's that cologne? You know, it's like you have to find this, you know, like a non-latently homoerotic way to ask. So I'm walking by this other guy in the building who shall remain nameless, and like, this is a great cologne. And I go, that's a great cologne. And I should find out what that is. And I go, hey, you know, dude, what cologne do you wear? And he goes, oh, it's Curve. And it was the same stuff that I wear. And for some reason, it just, you know, worked a lot better on him than on me, and so I just decided to dispatch with it.
It was ruined for you from that point on.
It was ruined because it's like when you take me and some good-looking guy and put us in the same outfits, and that guy looks 10 times better than me, and it's like, why should I even wear these shoes? That guy makes it work. Why should I even wear this hat, this suit, these pants, this shirt? That guy makes it work so much better. So, anyway, so I just quit wearing it. But when I was in high school, it was all about two things. It was all about the Stetson, which was cheap. You could get Stetson Payless, like $1.99. And plus, when you Stetson, it's the smell of the Old West. You know, because on the front, there's like a hat and a lariat. You know, chicks will dig me. They'll think that I know how to rope the beef, so to speak. And so I would wear the Stetson. And then later on, when I decided that I wanted to be dark and mysterious, between Stetson and Drakkar, it was English leather or nothing at all.
English leather.
What the hell was I thinking of?
Oh, that's garbage.
No, and I had the... What are you telling me? And I had the full set. I had the English leather aftershave and cologne, like the shaving lotion, you know, like for after you shave, you don't get the razor burn. I had the razor burn cream and the cologne and the soap. Came in one box from Sears, like $7. Yeah, that worked a lot. That really got a lot of chicks. All right. Yeah, this is embarrassing. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-737-5955. We're going to get Mark in a moment. Your phone calls. Later on, we'll have the magic of Stan Freberg coming your way, plus the top five and how chicks think. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
108. This news brought to you by Everybody's Garden Center. Well, he is no longer just a person of interest. The man whose pregnant wife and three young kids found dead... He faces 7 counts of aggravated murder in the death of his family. A named page indictment alleges that Edward Morris killed his family on or about December 20th in Tillamook County.
Oh, what? So now have they issued a warrant?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. So they are looking for him now.
He's uh-huh. more than a person of interest. He's a person of very much interest. Yes, he remains missing. A patrol kept watching his house overnight in case he tried to return. Authorities have asked border patrols in Canada and Mexico to watch out for him. He left Portland driving a gray 1993 Dodge Caravan with a license plate WSH171 and 2 bumper stickers, one that says Jesus, the other Luis Palau. Family members filing a missing persons report Saturday. They did it when they didn't return from their trip. And let's see, there's the autopsy results aren't out yet. It's unclear if they will remain publicized, so that's all
is
we have
on that
for now.
Is it true that they found Dr. Laura's mother in the trunk of a car?
You know, I'm still looking for that. I'll get back to you on that.
I mean, I don't mean to be morbid, but it's just somebody...
That's a rumor.
Yeah, the rumor is that they found Dr. Laura's mother, and it's so horrible, it is body in the trunk of her car. We haven't had to confirm, though, but that was what we were told by somebody.
So we don't know if that's true, but I'll look into that. Our Dig Deeper news team is working on that story.
Yes.
The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife plans a public meeting on the possibility of wolves returning to Oregon. The meeting is January 8th at Enterprise. It is the last of 15 around the state to see if we want the wolves to come back.
But do you really have a choice? What are you going to do? They're wolves. Wolves are going to come back. They're going to come back. What are you going to do about it?
Put up like a wolf fence between here and Idaho.
You shoot them, I guess.
Get out of here.
Seems likely just to annoy them.
Well, state officials have no plans to reintroduce packs of wolves into Oregon, but one or two might not hurt. So we'll find out if we get wolves back here again.
Yeah, okay.
Quest got the federal go-ahead to provide long-distance telephone service to 9 states because it's such a great company. Quest, which was one of the country's largest long-distance providers when it was acquired by the former Baby Bell U.S. West 2 years ago, had to give up a portion of its business at the time, but now they gave it back. So now they can sell long-distance in Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming.
Swell.
Doesn't mention Oregon. No, okay, well, it's not going to happen here. Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon. Showers decreasing, but it doesn't matter if you're driving a Mercedes. Weather's always nice. High temperature is about 45.
Do you have the climate control inside?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Chance of showers tonight, lows 35 to 40. And rain will ruin Christmas Day. High's about 45. Rain to test tomorrow night. Rain Thursday, rain Friday. And all the way through next Monday. Oh, what a winter. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com. Made possible by Budget Computers, home of the $200 laptop.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-737-5955. Let's talk to Mark. You're on Hot Talk Today, KOTK. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Rick? It's Mark in North Portland. Full-time, long time.
Excellent, thank you. What do you got?
Hey, two things. One, are you going to bring back the weapon of the day, the Santa Claus?
You mean the Santa Claus weapon of the day?
Yes.
Oh, you know, we talked about doing that, but I don't know if we put that together. I'm not sure. We talked about bringing back, just so people know, people ask about the weapon of the day. We will bring that back if and when we attack Iraq, if we go to war. I'll have to see, no guarantees, I'll have to see if I can dig up the weapon of the day Christmas specs.
Wow. And two other things. One is the mother of the daughter and the grandkids that were killed up in Tillamook's a close family friend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not being a fun Christmas right now.
No, I can imagine that it's not, especially because I guess they're thinking this guy might be running to Mexico.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be fun, yeah.
Thirdly, on a lighter note, a buddy of mine still has a bottle of High Karate.
High Karate, baby.
Yeah.
I just got an email from the email from Jason who said, Rick, I could see you wearing High Karate. I don't even know that I could identify what High Karate smells like.
It's a definite 70s thing, I'll tell you.
Clyde?
I was just reading an article as you were telling this phone call, talking to this guy. Did you know that women like the smells of their fathers? That's what they're attracted to. Whatever their dad wore, you got to find out what dad used to wear, and they will be attracted to you.
Wow.
So that's why Old Spice rules. Because a lot of women and their dads wore Old Spice.
Yeah, but that's kind of creepy.
At least in my generation.
It was not going to be.
I'm getting older.
Yeah,
and,
dude.
And you know, another thing, Rick, is I noticed, like, in the 80s, a lot of, like, 9 out of 10 girlfriends loved Jovan Musk.
Man. Jovan Musk completely and Jeanne Natté. That was what I knew these girls that had this. Jovan Musk and Jeanne Natté. And remember when we went through this period where it was all Chanel No. 5? Every single girl, every woman, everywhere, Chanel No. 5. I didn't even know what Chanel No. 5 smells like, but every woman was obsessed with wearing that. Yeah, there you go. There's Mark.
In this study, too, it says that women like the smell of clothes, bed sheets, and fabric softener.
Cloves, well. I could see. I could see if you wore like a clove, that would get this certain types of girls. Yeah.
So I'm going to wear some fabric softener. Give me some snuggles. So I'll be a happy man.
Snuggles. All right. Scott, you're on Hot Talk Tonight, KFTK. What's up?
Greetings, talent. Listen, you're overlooking the most repugnant of all colognes, Elizabeth Taylor's Passion for Men.
Is it repugnant?
Oh, man. I got it as a gift, and I had to actually dump it down the sink to get rid of it.
You can't even put it in the trash. It's got to be destroyed down the disposal.
Yeah, when men start hitting on you in the grocery store and stuff, and you're 16, you gotta lose that one. But my question is, what were the Jacquard bottles made out of? Because my friends had one of those really big ones, and they threw it at a dumpster from a third-story window,
like steel.
And actually broke the dumpster.
Oh no, those Dracard bottles! I don't know. I never actually had like the burnished black metal bottle, but those Dracard bottles, they were made out of like iron or something.
Titanium.
Seriously.
Like Wolverine's endoskeleton or something.
Yeah, they gotta start. That's the only time I've ever heard a cologne compared to an X-Men superhero. By the way, they gotta start making black boxes out of whatever those Dracard bottles are made of. Yeah, you're completely right on that. That's Scott. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. We're going to get Heidi and Dave in a moment. Nick, you're on the Hot Talk Tonight at KFTK.
Actually, it's Nate, but that's cool.
Nate.
What everyone's forgetting about is Avon Race Car.
Race Car?
Don't you remember that? It came in a brown bottle. It was just cologne shaped like a race car.
Yeah, they came in decanters. I remember my mother used to get us all these. My mother was an Avon lady. We got all these decanters. I once had a Duracell battery decanter that was
really
cool.
Well, I remember decanters because, oh, God, here's more of my family. My Aunt Mary. When my Aunt Mary was alive, she was a huge, huge Elvis fan. And so she had, and she wasn't an Avon lady, but when the Avon lady would come, she would buy anything as long as it came in an Elvis-shaped decanter.
That's classy with a K.
Oh, she completely is. See, you go into her house, and it's like just bad hooked macrame rugs and lots of, and what's this? Well, it's the head of Elvis. It came filled with cheese, you know, or just whatever. Anything that came in an Elvis-shaped dispenser. You know, the
honey roasted nut, it comes out of an Elvis.
And the sad part is, I bet that stuff goes for a lot of money on eBay right about now.
I could cry. Hey, I got my my DigiPad.
Uh-huh.
That thing's sick, bro.
Oh, you won one of the web pads.
Yeah, I came in yesterday, and actually we ended up harassing Joey at the front desk for a little while.
Excellent. So you got the web pad, so is it working out for you?
Yeah, the thing is sick. Totally.
Cool. Excellent. Well, those are courtesy of Budget Computer, by the way. Your home for all your computer needs, home with a $200 laptop. There you go. That's Nate. We have another one of those to give away. Probably not. I don't even know if we have them today. They're sitting somewhere. But probably have to end up doing it Monday. Budget Computer, the good folks, Tim and the guys at Budget Computer, and the hosts of Computer Time, Saturdays 8 to 10. They hooked us up with that web pen. All right, it's 503-250-TENETTI in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. This is a good time, by the way, to congratulate the laptop winner. We auctioned off the laptop, went to Chet. And the winning bid, I had thought it was only $800, but apparently there was some bidding going on at the last moment that I couldn't even hear. It was a Matt and Sarah were taking care of it. $900. Chet from Gladstone. $900. And because he's from Gladstone, that $900, almost $1,000, will go to the Gladstone Fire Department's Toy and Joy Christmas Drive. Because kids don't just need toys this Christmas. So almost $1,000 for that laptop. So congratulations to Chet. Big ups to you. And he gets that brand new Dell laptop courtesy of Budget Computers. All right. Heidi, you're on Hot Talk tonight at KFTK.
Yeah, Rick, I was just wondering if you could explain to me the whole situation with Tim and all these cars that he really probably shouldn't ever step foot in.
Yeah, you and me both. I don't know, we'll see if we can rustle up Tim in here to give you his side of it. But the deal is that there's this long series of incidents on the show where Trey, who is the guy who runs the KFTK sales department, goes out of his way to find great things to give to all the other people on the show. Not me, not Rick, not the man who was responsible for all these people having jobs, not the sun around whom all of these other little planets rotate. No. It all goes to Tim or Matt or Christina or Sarah.
What have I gotten out of this whole thing?
What do you mean, what have you gotten?
I'm not getting anything like $50,000 Mercedes.
Did they come to me with the Gage auto money? No.
You didn't buy a truck from Gage.
It doesn't matter. That stuff should always come to me first, and I have the right of first refusal. And I say, no, give it to Matt. But no, they don't even ask me. It goes to you. And so now, at the laptop, they bring in the laptop, brand new hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of laptop. Trey comes in. Rick, look, I know you've been wanting a laptop, so here's one for you to give away that you can't keep. And so the latest abomination, is Tim Riley getting this. So what are you driving right now?
A Mercedes.
What type of Mercedes is it?
Just a moment here, I'll tell you. It is a CLK 320.
Okay, and then before that it was the Mini Cooper.
Yep.
Before that it was the...
It was the Lincoln Navigator.
And then before that... It was an Infiniti, right?
It was the Infiniti.
Yeah, so there you go, Heidi. So that's a simple...
Oh,
that's
man.
a little slice of my life.
Neglect of the talent.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. See, Anthony, what kind of a world? It is not a world of men, Heidi.
Talent usually deserves to be neglected, though.
Oh, yeah, shut up.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you. Merry Christmas,
you
Heidi.
Too,
Heidi.
Right. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Dave, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK.
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
What do you got, man?
Hey, my dad used to wear high karate, and that was when I found out that clone was flammable. Like, now it's upon this assorted dolls or whatever my sister had.
Yeah, just anything.
They go up in flames. It was great.
Anything that goes up in flames is big with boys. You know what I mean?
Just douse a little bit on the top, the bottom, and light it, and it would, like, have little blue flames, all alcohol was out of the...
Suddenly you've got a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, and I worked at with a taxidermist in Texas, and he sold jackalopes. Got a whole little, like, collection of them.
Yeah, see, now I'm getting all these jackalope links in the mail. People send me these pictures of jackalopes.
That's funny. Yeah, well, they were some strange people.
There you go.
Yeah, good Christmas, Rick.
Dave, happy holidays. By the way, this other Rick Emerson show is brought to you by Michael Hacker Photography. Professional full-service photography specializing in weddings. Give Michael Hacker Photography a call at 503-816-4944. In just a short while here, we'll bring you some of the holiday magic of Mr. Stan Freeberg. Later on, top five non-traditional holiday songs of all time. Also, Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. Let's get John. You're on Hot Talk today, KFTK.
Hey, Rick.
What's up, man?
I just came from Fred Meyer, and I got to tell you, they have Osborne family keychains, I swear to God. And they have a little head of, you can buy four, what is it, four family members?
See, that's just wrong.
It's $5.90. Well, I was going to get you one, but I was drunk, and then I forgot.
What are the odds of that? I was at a Fred Meyer the other day, and I actually saw the little Osborne kind of weird bobblehead keychain things, and it's like... You know, it's so weird to me and so wrong on so many levels, yet great, yet great.
You know what's bad is that the dumbass Americans are going to buy it.
No, but just the whole idea of Ozzy Osbourne, who peed on the Alamo and bit the heads off several creatures, who, like, blew up puppies on stage or whatever. He's having dinner with George Bush, and they're selling his head on keychains, and that adults, the same adults who used to hate him, are buying them, so.
Oh, I know. That's all
right.
America.
All right, Merry Christmas, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, there's John. Let's see, we got this. Rick, let's see. Standing in line, guy behind me sniffed the air and asked what I had on. Oh, I can't read that. I can't read the rest of this, because it refers to the turgidity of his member. Dear Rick, What is this, cologne? Just mentioning cologne is gay. Actually, knowing and preferring brand names is really, really gay. Just out of curiosity, how is the bottle shaped? Signed, your totally platonic friend and listener, Frank, P.S. F. Matt with a bottle of obsession.
This F. Matt is sponsored by NorthwestPipes.com.
All right. It's 1-800-727-5955. In a short while, we're going to roll today's top five, which is the top five non-traditional holiday songs of all time. Also, How Chicks Sing with Jolie from the front desk. Our Tiger Cub friend is here, and we'll talk to him in a little while and talk to him about getting his achievement bead for communications. Later on, News at Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis, Heather, and Ivy from Delilah's Catering and all that coming up. It's Christmas Eve. We are live. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Here's the one and only Mr. Stan Freeberg.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. I'm going up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you going to do tomorrow, Joe? What you going to do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're going to have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
Well, most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bring the guy in on a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus. A guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, all right?
Yeah.
He said he didn't believe in Santa Claus.
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't an Easter bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago in a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah. I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister. I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk right out of this room. Because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Yeah, pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail.
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm, that figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm, yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for a second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Will you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure. He gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us at the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah. He must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, and now here's your pal and mine, Clyde Lewis, with the traffic.
Great.
Now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Or 503-250-1080 in Portland. It's Christmas Eve. We are live. It's Tuesday. Coming up here in just a short while, we got the top five. We got the top five non-traditional Christmas songs of all time. Later on, How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. Heather and Ivy from Delilah's Catering. I don't know why they're coming by. Maybe they're just coming by to grope us or something. Or maybe they're bringing us food. I don't know.
I tried to talk them into bringing food. I did.
Oh, maybe. So it's just the groping. Yeah. All right, so that's coming up later on. Tom Likas at 3 p.m., followed by the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Oh, by the way, I finally got that Britney Spears Inquirer. And apparently the cocaine, they always do this, man. It's always the bait and switch. It is not Britney who's having a cocaine tragedy, and it's not even somebody she's with. It's just her dad. Apparently her dad's 50, dumped the mom. He's with some 36-year-old chick, and she does cocaine. So it's like a cocaine tragedy, like thrice removed. So that's not interesting. What is interesting, however, is that on the cover of this week's Inquirer, I'll be damned if Britney Spears doesn't look just like Madeline Kahn. You all remember Madeline Kahn from Young Frankenstein and whatnot. Man, she looks just like Madeline Kahn here. It's freaking me out. So, anyway, so do try to pick that up. This is from Richard. Hey, Rick, great show today. How much have you been drinking? And then he just goes on to make several cutting remarks about men who wear obsession. Which is not me, by the way. I don't do that. Let's get Wayne. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick. I got four things to rub into your premature male pattern baldness head.
Thank you.
First is, I'm leaving work right now. You're still stuck there.
Ah, damn your black heart, Wayne!
Second is, I got the rest of the week off.
Ah, well, wait. No, so do I. Except
third is, I got a nice big fat Christmas bonus check in my hand right now.
Oh, well, that's the most salient difference between us.
All and the final one is, guess what I'm going to go buy with that big fat check?
I have no idea.
Nice big screen plasma TV.
Oh, see, that's the unkindest cut of all. See,
yeah,
the only thing,
Matt with a plasma TV.
The only
this
thing
Matt is sponsored by Vancouver Pipe and Tobacco.
The only thing they gave us for Christmas, they don't beat us quite as hard. They don't beat us quite as mercilessly for Christmas. You know, that's a bonus. You can't even hear the answer about a Christmas bonus over the snickering. You know what I mean? So, speaking of days off, this is a good time to talk about what's coming up tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Because Rick Emerson cares for each and every one of you.
Rick Emerson doesn't care at all. Rick Emerson's going on vacation. Matt cares. Matt will be here the whole time Rick's
and
gone.
And Clyde will be here,
and
too.
And Clyde will be here, too.
Hey, I'm not going to have
we all
Christmas.
Care.
And don't forget yours
you're
truly.
Leaving. Tim is even going to be here. We're all going to, everybody but Rick Emerson cares.
Okay, the reason I'm not going to be here, Cratchit, is that we were here last night pre-taping things for the Christmas. Rick Emerson cares more than any of your asses because Rick Emerson took the time to write and create with Clyde Lewis a Christmas play and a Christmas production, which we will be rolling out tomorrow. And then you all cared enough with me to come in last night. We were here till I was here until 10 o'clock last night. You were here a long day, here till 9, yeah. Pre-taping things for the Christmas hour. Don't sell yourself short. Be an American, my friend. Don't be an American. Nobody likes an American't.
And I'm doing news at 5:30 in the morning on Christmas morning.
Because there's going to be a lot of news on Christmas morning.
My word. I don't know what I'm going to report. I'll
beat you here by about a half hour. I'll be in tomorrow morning by 5.
It'll be the hungover Christmas.
What was Henry talking about? Santa flying his sleigh into the Chicago, the Sears Tower in Chicago. Just report that. Anyway, so tomorrow, if I can continue now, unabated, tomorrow on Christmas Day, we will have a brand new edition of the KFTK News Hour from noon to 2. From noon to 2, we'll be doing the News Hour. And can I just tell you this?
It'll be the brightest light on your Christmas tree.
I got to say that, it was some damn funny material we were laying down last night. The whole bit about Burl Ives and Satan, you got to wait till you hear that. So that's coming up tomorrow, the KFTK Noon News Hour Christmas edition, tomorrow noon to 2, followed by Rick Emerson's Santa Claus Behind the Christmas, an original production from the Rick Emerson Players, tomorrow at 2. Thursday and Friday, we will have brand new live news hours. I'll be doing them live from a remote location in Kennewick, along with Obi-Wan Kenobi, our program director. So that is coming up tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. And then we'll also have some chosen bits from the year past to be playing as well, so you want to hang tight for that. All right, coming up, a Christmas edition of Rick Emerson's Hate Mail, plus How Chicks Think. Here's your top five for Christmas Eve.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire! Ow! Counting is wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting is the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy, I love to count, don't you?
All right, here is your Christmas edition of the Top 5 for Christmas Eve. It's Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
And since no one anywhere needs to hear a Little Drummer Boy ever again, the Rick Emerson Show proudly presents the Top 5 non-traditional Xmas songs of all time.
These are the Top 5 non-traditional Christmas songs, which means they're not a traditional song or a song, you know, a cover of that by anyone.
Honorable mention goes to Dean Martin, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
Oh, man. What a great song this is. And this only gets honorable mention because it's not technically a Christmas song. technically speaking, it's just a wintertime romance song.
But it's Dean Martin.
What makes a Christmas song? Because I got a few.
Thanks, Andy Rooney. What makes a Christmas song?
What makes a Christmas song?
You know, it's about Christmas. This seems like a fairly self-explanatory question.
I mean, my favorite things has been nominated for a Christmas song.
That's not a Christmas song. That's about Austria.
And Somewhere Out There by Linda Ronstadt has also been nominated.
See, now you're just making stuff up.
No, seriously. People think it's a Christmas song. Yeah, not a Christmas song.
Well, this isn't a Christmas song, but this is a December song, and it's Dean Martin, who is the best member of the Rat Pack, regardless of what anybody else says. What are you looking at? I prefer Dean Martin.
Dean had an immense amount of style. I take nothing away from Dean, but it's obvious that without Frank, there would have been no Rat Pack.
Okay.
And in all reality, without Humphrey Bogart, there would have been no Rat Pack, but that's a whole little inside thing.
That's like you borrowed my book.
I did, but, you know, you learn something new if you try.
You know what this song reminds me of is... You got me. I got you under my skin.
Well, listen to that voice, though. That voice like black velvet, man.
Under my skin.
Ah, great song.
Number 5, Chick Berry and Run, Rudolph, Run.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
Not only because there's been several great punk remakes of this, but just because... He's Chuck Berry. What are you going to do? He's Chuck Berry. And Christmas songs that rock are hard to pull off convincingly. It's hard to do rocking Christmas songs. Chuck Berry's on the case, though. Come on, it swings, too. Great stuff anyway you slice it. Come on.
Run, run, Rudolph. Santa lives to make it in town.
Yeah.
Number 4 in the South Park Xmas song.
Maybe we'll have our...
You know, South Park really redefined the whole notion of what it means to celebrate Christmas,
everyone,
by the way. What would they... And all that.
We'll make some revelry. Spirits are high, so I can tell it's Christmas time in hell.
And,
demons are nicer.
If you want to do yourself a favor, you want to get a treat for a loved one this holiday season, go pick up Mr. Hankey's Christmas Classics, which I think is... Front to back, I think it's like 12 different South Park Christmas songs. Every one of them suitable for them. Well, suitable for no one, really, but
that's
what makes them so joyful.
And there goes John F. Kennedy, caroling with his son.
Reunited for the holiday, God bless us, everyone. Everybody has a happy glow, let's dance in blood and pretend you know.
Even Mao Zedong is under the spell, it's Christmas time in hell.
Adolf, here's a present for you.
God cast me down from heaven's door to rule in hell forevermore. But now I'm kind of glad that I fell, because it's Christmas time in hell. Here's a rack to hang the stockings on. We still have to shop for Genghis Khan. Michael Landon's hair looks well. It's Christmas time
Michael
in hell.
Michael Landon.
There's Princess Diana holding burning mistletoe. Over poor Gene Siskel's head to watch as we need
to. Just wrong.
For one day we all
number three is Run DMC and Christmas in Hullocks.
And the torture stops as we wait for old St. Nick's.
This is the only Christmas song that matters to so many people of my generation. I gotta say, there was about 2 or 3 years in my life where this was the most played song once December came in my house. And because of this song, I used to badger my mom to make chicken and collard greens. None of which wasn't ever gonna happen out of my house.
December 24th, when Hollis Evans is dark, when I see the man chilling with his...
They don't make rap like this anymore. These kids today with their bling and their booty and their keeping it real.
Santa Claus.
$1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a bony magic claw with ease. But I never feel for Santa, but that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him that night. But when I got home, I bought two under the tree. Was a letter from Santa,
and the door was for me.
Santa
Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken
and collard greens. I have no idea what collard greens are. To this day, I'm 30 years old and I don't know what collard greens are. They're just this thing that's eaten by people somewhere. Snow's on the ground, snow white, so I've gone to the Delta Cafe a few times and they're on the menu and I kind of attempted to order them and then I just revert to my innate whiteness and I ordered biscuits instead.
Do you like steamed spinach?
Is it like okra?
No. Do you like it's leafy?
I really don't. No, I'm not a fan of spinach.
Don't have collard greens.
No one really likes spinach.
Not collard greens?
Your parents try to make you eat spinach, but we all know that it's bad.
Number two, the Kinks and Father Christmas.
And you all know, by the way, hands down, this is my favorite Christmas song of all time. It's not number one.
How does this not make number one for you?
Because when you see what number one is, you'll know why I had to go with number one. I mean, there's just no getting around it. But, I mean, this is my favorite Christmas song, hands down. My favorite traditional Christmas song is God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, but this is my favorite contemporary Christmas song. No question, no doubt about it. When I was four, I believed it. It can't be cooler than the Kinks. The Kinks, by the way, no disrespect to the Ramones or Joe Strummer or anybody, but the Kinks invented punk rock. They really did. You listen to You Really Got Me or All Day and All of the Night or even later stuff like Do It Again or Sold Me Out. The Kinks created punk rock. And listen to this. This is the first punk Christmas song. It's got that good undercurrent of class envy, though, that all the great punk has. You can't get any better than that.
Okay, number one, John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band, Happy Christmas, War is Over.
You got us stuck with Father Christmas.
We all gave a big oh please.
Oh, but I mean, just because we're sick of it doesn't mean that it's not a great song.
Well, the sad thing is that Lennon's dead.
You got to separate the song from the overplayed nature of it. You got to separate this song from KGON and their playlist, and this from Yoko. You got to separate it from all the bands.
Yeah, and all the Yoko crap.
You separate this song from the baggage. It's the best contemporary Christmas song, and everybody knows it. And it's a sweet song. Screw you.
Yeah, okay.
Mr. Potter!
Like McCarthy, you know.
It's a sweet song.
It's a sweet song.
What kind of perfume do you put on when you listen to this?
It's a nice song. It's got a sweet holiday message. You did.
Really?
Oh, but Mr. Lewis!
Is this the same guy that just, like, beats with a cudgel anything that has kids singing in it?
It's John Lennon! John Lennon can get away with it.
Is this one for the kids, Mr. President?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Why you gotta bust on everything like that? Why you gotta be that way?
We're not busting on anything. It's just that, you know, it's too bad. Well, I don't know. It's just been heard so many times, this cliche, and nobody paid attention to it anyway.
Just stop.
Because we all want to go out and kill something.
Don't
this
be cringy.
I think we do.
Jesus, God. All right.
Go kill
There's your top five. In just a moment, we're going to roll another edition of How Chicks Think with Jolie, the front desk. We want to stop, though, and take a moment and say hello to a special guest who is joining us on the Rick Emerson Show today, Brian. How are you doing, Brian?
Good.
So are you looking forward to your holidays?
Yeah.
And so you're here as part of what you're is it a Tiger Scout or Tiger Cub?
Tiger Cub.
Tiger Cub. And so you get, so you're in the Tiger Cubs, and I see you've got a festive orange uniform you're wearing, which you look snazzy in, by the way. And so, Brian, you're here with your parents, Dina and Mike have brought you in, because they're listeners to the show. And so you get, it's like a bead? Is it an achievement bead? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
And what do you get those for doing? So if you and a go see it is when you go to a place and you learn stuff. So like, where's the last place you went?
The park.
You went to the park, okay? And so now you've come to the radio station and so you've seen all the glorious. You've seen the wonderful and the magical room that I do my dumb radio show in every day. So you get a bead for coming here?
Yes.
All right. Suppose you could slide me a bead too, then give you like two just to throw one my way. I'll give you a buck for it. Okay, Brian is obviously awed. Brian is obviously, he's been made catatonic by the glory and power of the Rick Emerson Show. Well, Brian, thank you for coming. I hope you have a happy holiday, okay?
Well, he does have a gift for you.
Do you?
As a matter of fact, I think that he can slide you some beads right now. Why don't you go ahead and get up and so that you can go get him.
You get a bead?
His little Christmas present.
You know where I come from, sliding somebody's beads means something altogether different. But I, all right, so Brian is coming around. So Brian's got something for me. Excellent. Thank you. This is a, you can see this now, this is a Christmas star. This is an ornament made out of green and red beans that Brian has given to me.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Merry Christmas to you guys. Thank you guys so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
We do have a couple of other ornaments. We already gave Matt.
Oh, see, everybody, Matt gets everything first. Everything goes to Matt first.
As it should.
Yeah. What's that?
Yours didn't go through the front desk first.
Mine? Yeah. See, they just screen everything out.
They have to screen all your stuff, Rick, for bombs and
Tim, and one that was originally for Sarah, but since Sarah decided that she wasn't going to be here today.
Yeah, she's a weasel.
We're going to go ahead and give it to Clyde.
Excellent. Well, see, that's what you get. You take a day off.
What is
it,
a blouse or something?
Yes. And these are all handmade by Brian.
Excellent.
So,
very nice.
All right.
I want to see
so
this.
We'll leave these with
well,
you.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Cool. All right. Here's another edition of How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk.
Only because his parents were in the room, they'd have beat you if you weren't.
Here's another edition of How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. Jolie, how are you?
I waited around for like an hour.
Oh, please, cry me a
Everybody
river.
Everybody got to go home at noon.
Like you had... I didn't get to go home at noon. Like you had something
Everybody
else to do.
Everybody who?
Well, you're famous.
Like you... Yeah. Like you had so much else to do.
But hey, look, you should feel special because someone brought this for you. Dell brought you this nun...
Is this Dell? Is this Dell the guy who sang the Don't Puke on My Shoes song at the party?
I'm not sure.
I can't imagine there's a lot of Dells out there.
Oh, it is. It is indeed him. It's Nunzilla. It's a walking, sparking, wind-up nun doll. Excellent. That's going to go next by Jenna Jameson bobblehead. All right. Excellent. All right. So today's question comes to us from Mac. And Mac is, Dear How Chicks Think, Rick, just a thought. I'm single going into this holiday season. I was wondering, is it easier to get laid during the holidays? Help a holiday brother out. That's Mac.
Oh, Mac. Well, you know, these are happy times for most of us.
Yes.
So, well, it kind of really depends on what holiday you're talking about. Now,
well, Christmas.
Well, yeah, but let me put this in.
Okay.
You know, Valentine's Day is probably the number one day because women want romance, you know,
right.
and love goes with and all that stuff.
You go
so,
to a bar on Valentine's Day, you can clean up.
You can find one.
Yeah.
But you have to remember that when a woman is happy, you always have a better chance of scoring. So... remember to make your woman happy, clean up after yourself, because when you make her happy, she tends to want to make you happy too.
So,
and I know you're
you are still dwelling on
happy.
Yesterday. You are still dwelling on yesterday's house cleaning.
Oh, how
business.
Can I not? But you know, I don't really want to go there today.
All right. Well, hang on.
But no. So, but I have something for you though.
Oh, okay. Well, it has to wait now.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. Well, you've been here an hour already. Just hang on. We'll get it after this. Jesus God. All right, we'll be back with more. It's the Rick Emerson Show and Hot Talk tonight. Here's the game. More coming up, including news at Ground Zero. News at Ground Zero coming up, and Tom Likas later this afternoon. Stay there. It's Hot Talk tonight. Here's the game.